Can you tell me who you are and what you're doing here, please?
My name's Josh Smith, and I am here for the Teen Tech Awards.
And you've come with an idea, haven't you? You've got an A4 sheet in front of you and an idea written down. Tell me about that.
Yeah, it's a pair of glasses called Tech Specs, and it's for deaf people. It turns speech into text, and it pops up with a notification when something's going off in the house and they can't hear it.
That sounds sounds really interesting. What prompted you to come up with that idea?
Well, my partner and I both have grandmas who are deaf, and they both need glasses. So we thought, well, if we could mix the two of hearing aids and glasses together.
Right. And but your grandparents, what do they think of this? Are they eager for it?
My grandma says, yes, it's a very good idea, and she would buy it as soon as it comes out.
So what have you got to do? What's the next stage with this?
We would need to find a possible processor so we could turn the speech into text. The cloud would be a possible one, but we'd have to ask Google or someone about it.
Okay, we'll keep your fingers crossed.
Yeah.
Keep our fingers crossed. Right, okay, idea number two. Tell me about your idea.
I'm Kira, and my idea is animal tags that can monitor their location so it can track them. Also monitor their health using the heart rate and blood pressure monitor. So we think this would help, like, with wildlife that's endangered, because, like, we can see animals are being poached, but we don't know when. But with this, if they, like, there's a sudden death, we can go to the location of the sudden death.
That sounds really specific. Where did that idea come from?
I don't know, really, because we were watching The Secret Lives of Cats, and we saw the ones that strap onto the back of the cats, but we didn't want to make it obvious, because obviously, if it was obvious, they could get spotted easier, and it could ruin their camouflage if they're hunting animals. But also we thought, well, we really like, both me and Heather really like animals, so we thought we could do that.
I mean, I like the glasses. Don't get me wrong, I do like the glasses, but I am a cat owner, so clearly I'm going to go with the cat idea. You must love cats.
I don't have any, though. My dad doesn't
like animals.
Love
cats.
Yeah.
You have to tell, you do love cats, don't you? That is important.
I like cats.
Okay, great. And dogs.
Yeah.
Okay, just so that we're clear. Okay, so idea number three.
I'm Erin, and I've got an app called Educo, which is the Latin word for education. It's an app to help children in lessons to learn without having to do boring written work. And basically, you go onto the app and it says the key stages. So key stage one would be year one and two, and key stage two to four and five, I think. And it would go into core subjects like maths, English, science, and possibly maybe history and art, and maybe even ICT. And they would be fun games to help for every lesson that would be covered over that year or key stage. And it would just help children learn and enjoy learning, basically, because children know what to do with iPads and apps, and they pick up and they'll know what they're doing. But with a pen and paper there, they can be blank and...
What got you interested in, I mean, the three of you, what got you interested in coming up with these ideas? What got you into it?
I just love animals, and, like, you see, like, posters all the time on the internet and, like, on the walls, but endangered species, and we just thought this is a way we could help with endangered species and help maybe reboost their species.
But in terms of coming up with ideas for digital ideas, what particularly attracted you to this?
Well, I've often been... We're just about to pick our GCSEs, really, and we're really just looking at all subjects, and tech's been really interesting, and we saw it and we decided to join it, and, like, we just had loads of ideas and we just really enjoyed it and we're doing it here.
So what's the next stage? Tell me what happens next.
On Thursday, we enter our ideas into the Teen Tech, and if we get through to the final, we go and set up a big stall, and we get to meet famous people like James May and Steve.
is that the driver? Is that what's really important? Meeting the... It is, isn't it? It really is. Okay, that's fantastic. And when does that happen? You don't know. Okay, it's fine. It's all right. It's somewhere in London, and it's sometime soon. Is that what we do now?
April,
okay. Great. Well, I hope it goes really well. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.